The first settler in what would become Salem was George Brock from Virginia, who settled in the area in the fall of 1807. Brock Creek is named after George Brock, and one may visit Brock Cemetery on his original property, which is now located on Salem Community School's property, surrounded by the cross-country course. George will now share his story.
I was born in Shenandoah County in the state of Virginia in August of 1762. When the Revolutionary War broke out, I served in the Patriot Army five different times. Four times as a draft for 2 months at each turn, and the fifth time as a volunteer for 3 months. During my combined 11 years of service, I marched to Richmond and traversed the country between that place and the seashore, and was stationed at different places on the James River and on the Chickahominy, and marched through a portion of North Carolina about the sea. I was even at the Battle of Yorktown when Cornwallis surrendered, and I served to guard the prisoners taken after that battle. After the war, I lived in Shenandoah County for 7 more years before moving to the Holstein in Virginia for about 18 years. I then decided to move further west to Kentucky, where I lived for about 4 years, until finally moving into Washington County, where I lived for the rest of my life. I found my way up into Washington County via Clark's Grant in 1807, and spent some time exploring the country with a view of locating therein. I eventually decided to lay claim to all of Section 8, which is just north of the present site of Salem. I built a cabin in the center of my property in the fall of 1807, and I moved my family to join me the following spring, including my son George Jr. and my son-in-laws, Adam Barnett and Frederick Nidifer. All four of us moved our immediate families into the section that I purchased and created our own little settlement. Hunting yielded prosperous results for us, and our families especially focused on growing corn and pumpkins. Additionally, I was the first blacksmith that ever came to the county. I was often visited at my shop by the local Indians, who were amazed at my art. They were astonished at the manner in which I brought the iron to a heat and shaped it with a hammer. Toward the end of my life, I petitioned to receive a pension from the government for my time of service during the Revolutionary War, but I was denied on the grounds that I could not produce paper evidence of my service. My daughter, Barbara Barnett, would later appoint two lawyers to receive these benefits.